This is the 14th in the series of Life Notes titled, What Did Jesus Say? This one is titled, Hunger and Thirst for Righteousness. The gospel message is from Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. I wish to consider three parts of this passage. First, what does it mean to hunger and thirst for something? Second, what is righteousness? Finally, in what way and with what is one filled? When I think of hungering or thirsting for something, I picture a desire so strong that everything else fades to the background. It is said you cannot teach a hungry child because all he or she can think about is food. Indeed, many schools have breakfast and lunch programs to help assure that hunger is not an impediment to learning. The point is that when we hunger and thirst for something, the desire is all-consuming. In Revelation 3:15, the message to the church at Laodicea is, I know your works. You are neither hot nor cold. I wish that you were either hot or cold. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. I read this as a message about doing what we do with passion and not settling for half-hearted efforts. As an even-tempered person, I worry that I too often react in lukewarm ways to the life around me. It is perhaps overly obvious to say that righteousness is about doing what is right. What is right, however, is often subjective and differs among persons, cultures, and times. Some consider a law-abiding person to be righteous, which is probably true as long as the law is righteous. Martin Luther King Jr. was jailed many times for protesting unrighteous laws, yet history has not judged him an unrighteous man. We could say that a righteous person is one who follows the mandates of Scripture. While I find the Bible useful for spiritual discernment and growth, I find it much less helpful as a rule book. Indeed, Jesus frequently criticized the literalist religious authorities of his day for applying Scripture by its letter but ignoring its intent. It is far more fruitful, in my opinion, to strive to live as Jesus lived than to remold the laws and customs from thousands of years ago into something applicable today. Based on my understanding of Jesus' life, what Jesus refers to as righteousness is social justice. In fact, I think we can reasonably translate this beatitude as, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for justice." Jesus displayed a laser-like focus on the poor, sick, and disenfranchised of society. For much of my life, it has been difficult to recognize my responsibility for issues of injustice. Should I feel guilty because I was born white and male in a resource-rich first-world nation? I have had a paying job every day of my life since I was 14. I inherited little or nothing from my family and have worked and paid for everything I have. One can say I earned and deserve my life. This is a tricky topic because, yes, of course, pulling oneself up by one's own bootstraps would certainly count for something if it were ever true. Being honest, however, every move up the social ladder for me has come because someone I knew, often a family acquaintance, opened a door for me to enter through. Consistently throughout my life, I have had opportunities presented that may not have been offered if not for the color of my skin, my country of origin, or the connections I had. What this has to do with justice is the realization that I am not a self-made person, not even close. Everything I have is a gift. A hunger and thirst for righteousness on my part might begin with a passionate commitment to open doors and give a hand up to others who have not had the same opportunities. The last part of this beatitude is that we will be filled. We might better understand Jesus' meaning by reversing it, that we will no longer be empty. When we are on the upper rungs of the societal ladder, we often possess an abundance of stuff, but we may be void of the love and fulfillment that genuine relationships bring. Our stuff distracts us from what is most important in life. Whenever we choose objects over others, our life experience becomes shallow, unstable, and empty. Perhaps a better contemporary translation would be to say, "Blessed are those who passionately work on matters of justice, for they will live full and contented lives."